to part two of our post E3 podcast. This time we're going to be talking about Sony. So what did you guys think of Sony's press conference overall?
Overall, I was impressed with the way that they handled everything. Like, if I had to judge it, I would rate it one or 2 points under Microsoft, because they had so many huge titles that came out on display. For the most part, what Sony did was they came out with a lot of content that's going to be coming out next year,
right?
As opposed to the content that's coming out this year.
Yeah, that's kind of their theme with E3s. I mean, last E3 was home. E3 before that was home. So it's just
it took forever.
Yeah,
which they still displayed. Home. I mean,
not that much. In fact, what they did was, for the most part, the stuff that's coming out this year, they put a video montage segment of all the stuff that's coming out this year, instead of bringing it out and showing it to the people. What they really brought out, except for Uncharted, they brought out, that's coming out this year. What else? I can't really think of stuff on top of my head that they came out with.
The big thing was that they announced God of War 3, and what got people hyped about God of War 3 was that from last year was that, it's coming out this year. And now it's
March 2010. Yeah, is the release date.
Yeah, so now they pretty much kind of changed that. I mean, they just showed more footage, so it's looking very good. But for people that want that game, they're gonna have to wait. I mean, if you want to jump into the whole bandwagon of Square Enix, what they were doing. There was an onstage for Final Fantasy 13 from Microsoft, so
right.
They weren't really about to do that. But they announced, Final Fantasy 14.
Ooh, another new game.
I know. It's a new MMO. We've been working on it for a while, and it's going to be the successor of Final Fantasy 11.
Yeah, I got really hyped when he said Final Fantasy 14. I was like, get out of here. They're doing another single player, at the same time as 13 or whatever, but then I heard the MMO, so I was like,
not a fan of the MMO. Okay.
No, not necessarily a fan, not a fan, but I guess I was just really hoping for another single player, because, Final Fantasy 13's been in the making for so long, and Final Fantasy 12 took so long to come out too, so it's a Final Fantasy deprived right now.
Really? Why you really want them to announce another Final Fantasy game that'll take them another 8 years to make? 2 years over to get to the US? I'm pretty much good waiting on any of those kinds of announcements, right? So,
Final Fantasy 14 still looks overall pretty good.
I can pretty much guess all those things where they used to show, before they even showed Final Fantasy 11 for the 360, they had a tech demo and stuff running of some sort of open and MMO. I'm pretty sure all that stuff was that. I don't know if anybody can recall that far back, but that was an E3 very, very long time ago. But, this looks like it's probably been in the works for a while, and everything that Final Fantasy XI couldn't do, I'm pretty sure this is what they're trying to do with this game, which was a good amount of things. Yeah.
Alright, so we'll see. They didn't have a release date or anything.
No, they said the spring, I think.
Spring
next year?
Yeah, 2010, yeah.
Right.
I mean,
that's kinda...
they wanted to say, yeah, that is pretty soon.
Yeah, that is very soon.
But,
I remember 11 got pushed back a couple of times when it was first announced.
Yeah, right? It came out relatively quickly on the 360.
No, on the 360,
they announced
but,
it on the 360.
But on the PS2, they announced it in 1997, I think.
That was a hard drive finalization and all that other stuff. Connection and fees and stuff like that. They haven't really, have any concrete details on any of that stuff. But that's out there. The only other thing is that he announced it was exclusive. And Square Enix had their own press conference where they're kind of saying, not exclusive. They're exploring.
They're exploring options.
Yeah, they're exploring
options. Well, it's possible. It's possible, but for now, it's exclusive.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Until it happens.
Yeah. Alright, so what was the other major game for you for Sony?
We
have God of War 3, we have
Mag.
Mag.
Mag made its appearance.
Mag is gonna be very technical. Like, I like the whole, like, even though you're gonna end up playing with, like, you know, what's that, 256 other people, or 255 other people, like, the whole base of that game is for you to follow the objective. Like, you follow the objective, you move up your ranks quicker than as if, you know, if you're, like, running, gunning by yourself. So, if you go in there, and, like, you see the overall map is huge, right? There's, like, so many things, like, you can call in, like, airstrikes, anti-aircraft shooters, and radar, recon, all this other stuff. That's pretty big, and no other first-person shooter has done it that big. Like, on a console.
Yeah.
So that's something that a lot of people are looking forward to. And I was surprised that was going to get... that wasn't pushed back. I thought it was going to get pushed back to at least next year.
Right.
So, but something like that to look forward to, that's going to definitely keep you preoccupied.
One of the most impressive things about the game is just the fact that, you know, how are they going to work with the lag? I mean, 256 people playing... I mean, like, that alone, like, if you could get me a lag-free game, I'll consider that a technical achievement, you know?
That is true. I mean, I'm already very, you know, I'm on the back burner about this right now, because I'm just trying to see how this really plays out. And, I mean, a huge thing has to do with who you play with. It's no longer a thing of, oh, right. I'm playing with the computer, and it's always better to play with somebody. But is it really better to play with 255 people? More? You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, how's like, you know, the whole team aspect going to work? Did they say, like, how's, like, the chat work? Are you just chatting, like, with your squad or
something? Probably going to end up just chatting with your squad.
So like, you're just going to be, like, eight people or something like that?
At most, eight people, probably.
So, okay.
It's probably something like when the games get bigger, yeah, it's, like, teams of eight, and then it's split up into...
Right,
different sections.
And 256 is the max. That doesn't necessarily mean every game. I mean, like, have the game
of
where it's like,
you can limit it.
Like 32-on-32 or something like that. You want to get more
stuff like that makes sense. I mean, they showed everything from vehicles, you know, I mean, helicopters and stuff, where they're saying that people have full control of them. I mean, you gotta see. You just have to have. Don't get me wrong. If you had seven other of the smartest. Best people playing on your team, and you know what you're doing. No doubt, it'll be like a Kodak moment in gaming for yourself. You know what I mean? What you're seeing, but that's not the reality. The reality is, you get someone on a helicopter, they'll crash it. You get someone on the vehicle, they'll run into something. You get someone on your squad, they'll run away because they see two or three more guys over than you, and they don't want to die. So. You know what I mean? It's not going to be, you know, be the picture perfect of what you think. But, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see, you know what I mean, how that whole thing turns
out.
Right.
You're going to have to, yeah. Because, like, that's something that I hope they really tested that one out thoroughly. But they're going to get a lot of slack for any little gripe within that whole overall system.
Yeah, Lord forbid the game doesn't work. I mean, in any which way.
I mean, it goes.
Then that's how it's, what's it called? I mean, we're going to...
Alright, we'll cut it from there.
Yeah.
We'll cut it.
And I see you talking about it the first time, and I'm like, I was gonna say, shut up. Damn.
We'll cut it from there, don't worry.
Still recording. Shut up! Another game that seemed to be, you know, it made its appearance for the first time. We all know how Little Big Planet was, you know what I mean? They made a big show out of that, and you know what I mean? It did well. They obviously wanted, you know what I mean, that whole different kind of experience, which is that whole user-created experience, and now they're trying to take it to another level, which is in the form of, like, racing tracks and stuff. It's not the same team, it seems, but they're doing the same kind of thing, so this game is called Mod Nation Racing, and so it just lets you build... pretty much everything in that world so you can race. I mean, do you guys know anything in more specific?
Other than the trailer, they showed not much. I mean, it looks like you could obviously edit the type of track you have. I mean, what the setting's going to be, the racers, the, you know, the scenery and stuff like that. But other than that, I don't know any in-depth stuff.
Like, I mean, this game, I'm personally looking forward to because it's, you know, like Rem said, like, you can pretty much edit, create everything. Like, you can create your racer, you know, set up the decals on your own vehicle, and set and the what they have to create the tracks, this thing called Track Studio. And for the most part, it's like you're creating not just like a basic, you know, circuit track. You're creating stages that are like, I won't go as far as to say I'm the same parallels like Mario Kart, but something relatively close to it. Like, you can do the backgrounds, drop the sunlight if you want to, place in forests and different towns, put things on the course, put the power-ups on the track, change the track to dirt road, brick road, asphalt. Like, overall, like, that brief session was relatively a 5-minute session that they showed with what you can do on the track alone. This is within 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, that thing was really great.
I'll challenge that. I will bet you money that they will make Mario Kart out of everything in there. Yeah, no, they will. They can do that. It's like, it didn't seem like they gave you that first impression at first. You know what I mean? The impression at first, but...
Right.
Oh, with the amount of customization, did you think that you can make God of War stages and stuff in Little Big Planet? That didn't initially come to mind when you first saw the game. A complete Mario stage, way they made it, exactly. This game is going to replicate the same kind of techniques that Little Big Planet did. And it's going to just make all those things again.
Well, the kart racing game genre isn't exactly huge. I mean, what do you have? You have Mario Kart, and you got Crash, I think Crash Nitro Racing.
But just imagine.
And more Mario Kart. Yeah.
More Mario Kart, yeah.
That's pretty much it. That's your kart racing thing. So, I mean, like, once this game comes out and they make Mario Kart, what's next, you know?
In his defense, and that's just because I see the potential where it is. You're going to get these games that just either want to replicate other kind of racing games, or they want to replicate what the world has to offer. So, I mean, what if they want to make real-world scenarios and put, like, a New York City-type track?
Mm-hmm.
I could see them making something very, very, very similar to a street or streets in New York.
Right,
it looks like the city and you're racing. More, you know what I mean? In games that you've seen, such as Project Gotham and stuff. That's where I'm looking at it. I mean, will they go that far? I mean, it's probably going to be up to the user, so...
And the whole point of that thing is just for, you know, creativity, graveyard. If you want to replicate something, then that's, you know, something you want to do. But if you want to start with something completely scratch, do that too. Like, I'm open to, like, you know, a game giving you the opportunity to create something and not just edit something. Like, I'm talking about, like, start with something from scratch.
Right, exactly.
And I like stuff like that.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of, like, games with, like, map editors and stuff, so this becomes a treat when the entire game is based off of,
yeah,
and, you know, just here's the box, make it
right.
What you want. So this will be, like, the second time around that you kind of get that feel. And I guess, I mean, it's going to Sony.
Yeah, it could only be played on the PlayStation 3.
Oh, yeah, supposedly.
Okay. Well, okay. Moving on to another game that can only be played on the PlayStation 3, Uncharted 2. Now, this was obviously, you know, a fan favorite. The crowd went wild when they showed the demo at a press conference. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely action-packed demo. It looks amazing. Supposedly, the multiplayer is really good, too. So, I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts on this?
I mean, I was not a huge fan of the first one just because I wasn't huge on the games on the PS3, so that's what that was about. But I mean, as I took a first little crack at it, that was one of the better games on the PS3. Now part two, now this looks like a good game, something that I want to get into. I mean, the way they showed the demo up in the press conference on stage, man, there was a lot going on there, like stuff that I hadn't seen before, which is pretty good. So I'm going to be paying a close eye on this.
Like, if you played the first one and beat it, as I have, like, it's... If you play the first one and you enjoy the first one, this one is just, like, times three that. It's, like, when, in the demo session, when they had Nathan Drake get on top of, like, the building, you were able to see, like, the area that they were in, and like right, there's different sounds, and you heard right, right. explosions and smoke come out. That was all like happening at that moment. And it felt like you were in that movie. You were in that session right now. And then like I see like basically he's avoiding guys in the building and a helicopter while a helicopter's shooting at him and the building's gonna end up collapsing. Like that alone is like worth a movie to
pretty damn cool.
yeah, that worked out. I mean, that really worked out on stage. It pretty much showed me what that game had to offer. So I'm gonna pay attention to that. Also, I haven't even checked out the multiplayer. I haven't been able to get the key.
Yeah.
I haven't had any beta keys. There's no beta keys sent out to us.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet anyway.
We need to get a crack at that. Give our impressions on that, but yeah.
But from what we could tell, Uncharted 2, definitely something to keep your eyes on.
Definitely.
Alright, well there is one more game actually that I want to point out. Maybe didn't necessarily make huge waves like Uncharted 2 did or God of War 3 did, but a game very unique nonetheless. The Last Guardian, I believe it's called. We actually briefly touched upon it in a previous podcast, known as Project Trico it was back then, but this is the official name now, The Last Guardian. They showed a trailer, an extended trailer. But again, not much gameplay was revealed, I believe. So,
no, it looks like it borrows elements from both games.
Yeah, it definitely borrows from Ico or Ico, depending on how you want to pronounce it. But yeah, it also has like a Shadow of the Colossus type of feel to it too.
Yeah, I mean, I had Ico, and that was relatively annoying for a very long time. Shadow of the Colossus is a good game, though.
Great game.
Definitely a really good game. So, I mean, this is their introduction to the next gen.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know what I mean, if it's actually going to work.
Yeah, I mean, Shadow of the Colossus, that world was huge. I mean, it wasn't exactly, you know, densely populated or whatever, but the overworld, it was pretty damn big. So, I'm just very curious to see how big this is going to be.
I'm curious to find out what is the name of that creature.
Yeah, that's.
I want to know what type of species it is and what is the name, because that thing was like so oddly placed. Like,
it's not
chicken legs.
Yeah, it's not a known animal. It's like you want to say it's like a pigeon slash dragon slash cat slash dog or something. Yeah, like just rat or whatever. It's like a combination of like six different things. I mean, like it definitely looks interesting, but I'm still curious to see if like you're actually gonna control. The creature, or if it's just going to be the kid, or is a combination of two. It's definitely interesting. I mean, this company hasn't done wrong so far, but I mean, what can I say? It's only two games so far.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, the spread is
two for two.
That thick.
Yeah, they're definitely two for two. I give them that.
Yeah. That's not too bad.
Yeah. So, all right. So, moving on to, of course, the main event. Some would say for the Sony press. The Sony press conference, God of War 3.
Oh, yeah, God of War 3.
Let's talk about that.
God of War 3. I'm not a huge supporter of anything Dave Jaffe, and that's why I wasn't big on the God of Wars.
Well, just to, you know, reconfirm, who is this Dave Jaffe?
He initially created the God of War series.
So he's like kind of the brand.
I was gonna touch upon that. Give me 1 second to let me vent on what's going on.
Alright, why don't you give it a little bit of backstory and like kind of piece the puzzles here for a second, you know, just in case people don't know who this fellow is and why you don't like
him. Well, I'm not a huge supporter. I didn't say I didn't like him like that. I just, you know, he very much puts himself out to be in the public eye, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of lies, there's a lot to be said by him.
Not a lot of people do that. Huh? Not a lot of developers do that.
Yeah, I know, but when you have people that, you know what I mean, they want to criticize, like, people like ClickBB and stuff like that. It's not only because he just loves talking about his game and all this other stuff, but, you know what I mean, from what we heard from Dave Jaffe, his staff was kind of not appreciating the time and effort there when he was doing the initial God of War. I mean, times have changed, I've heard, you know, he's changed, whatever. And I mean, I don't know him as a person, I'm just kind of giving my opinion out there, but I do know that his efforts were less on God of War 2 and then God of War 3. And I mean, God of War 3, just, it looks like the game. When I tell you that that game is gruesome. This guy looks like such a badass, like, more than he did then. And, I mean, it just looks insane. It looks like an insane game. I want to try this out.
Definitely, play definitely this. AAA title for PS3.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
AAA, that is a system seller.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, more so than I would say, like, even Metal Gear Solid 4, more so than, like, you know, Little Big Planet or any practically, you know, Killzone 2, I think. Yeah, definitely.
I like to call Master Chief a badass. Because he is a badass. Don't get me wrong. But man, Kratos. Man, he looks like he defines the word. And he listens to that devil. I mean, he's doing things that's like, why would you do that?
Yeah,
you could only be that really that bad. You really want to be that bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, he takes this creature with, like, these horns. And then, like, he rips the horns off this creature and, like, stabs him in the eye and shit. You know, like
a deer-headed or goat-headed snake-tailed lion.
Yeah. Shimura.
Yeah. That's what it's called?
Shimura. That's like the name of the mythological beast.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah. He takes a cyclops and pulls out the only source of
vision he has.
His own eye. And I mean, visually it looks beautiful. This thing looks stunning. But it's so gruesome, it's insane. This game looks like it's gonna be like a ridiculously action-packed game. I mean, I honestly can't wait for something like that, but I'm gonna have to wait. So
March 2010.
Yeah.
2010 seems to be like the magic number in the E3.
For Sony?
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of stuff would be planned for it to come out eventually.
And there is definitely something big in the works for Sony that isn't just the game, the tech. Piece of tech. A lot of people saying that, well, the rumor is that it's coming out 2010. Holiday 2010, and that is the motion controller.
I knew they were gonna do it.
Yes, we all knew we were good. I mean, they were gonna do it.
Actually, this is the second stab.
iToy was technically their first, right?
No, it's not. The six axis.
I'm not even counting that. I'm not even counting it.
But that was the first attempt.
That was the first attempt
at motion controller.
Failed attempt.
I can go on the record. I love it. But yeah, it really was. I don't even. If they have anything that involves motion controller, if I can turn it off, I do turn it off. Because most of the time it's a hindrance.
And this is why Leia did so well.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
It looks great.
Did it? Because, I mean, as your eyeballs got enraged with, you know what I mean, how much you couldn't tap analog sticks and the screen turned red on you. Yeah, then it really looked visually amazing. Because you were engulfed in rage.
Well, alright, let's not focus too much on the negative of the six axis, and let's talk about the actual motion controller now. So, what do you think? Do you think it's better than the TAL, better than Wii Motion Plus, kind of in the middle?
Well, one thing
is
that...
just completely off the spectrum?
Well, one thing is that they're going off their initial iToy, and now there's an extra peripheral on top of that.
Right.
I mean, it's not that it's like... that's bad in that sense. It's just, I mean, I'm sure they're gonna sell them in bundles, but I mean, and if you have one thing, then you get the other, but that's pretty much, it's like almost like a two-step process now,
right?
Making the iToy thing that they had, and right. Now with the need, I mean, these things.
Doesn't PlayStation 3 already have a camera? It does have a camera right now, right? Is it gonna?
Yeah, that is the camera.
That's the camera.
It's gonna use. Yeah. Oh, okay, all right.
They're just using these new things with the camera to basically create their whole virtual motion world.
Okay.
Now, what I can say is that it works. I mean, it does. Everything on screen that you saw worked out. One thing I want to note, which it looks like people didn't really want to take it to themselves and what they saw on screen, but as a guy, as the kid that was using it, he was either holding like a sword or
like a
flashlight or whatever.
Yeah, right.
You literally saw the device that he was holding
in his hand.
Yeah, but when the gun and stuff appeared on screen, it's not like he wrapped his hand around.
Yeah, it's like it was like overlaid.
So there was no actual thing there, and I don't know if it's because it doesn't read the fact that your hand would go over that.
Right.
There's no 3D spec of your actual hand.
Yeah.
But I mean, how would that actually play out if you're in a game where I guess you would see yourself as a reflection. I mean, it's
I mean, it was a little tech demo.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, they're still working out the kinks. Yeah. They were just showing things. That was the only thing that was odd that I was like, well, this doesn't look entirely real or whatever. But
well, there's still plenty of time to work on it, fix all the stuff. I mean, they didn't even show any like real games. I mean, theirs was just pure tech demos. I mean, Natal at least kind of had like these mini games or whatever, like the breakout game or whatever, that paint thing or whatever. But this was just pure tech demo.
Yeah. Well, what Sony did was they basically brought in the in genres of what it can be used for, which is really good. You know what I mean? You needed that actual scope of, okay, this can be used for this.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
they actually
went into first-person shooter mode.
Yeah.
They actually went into, like, you know, sword and shield, you know.
And a RTS.
Yeah, and an RTS as well.
And all that works, and you're like, okay. It's not like, oh, well, you have the pond and the thought, oh, well, this is how this will... No, you saw it on screen, so that wasn't bad. That was actually a really good example. And, I mean, it works. Now, what I want to say about how it falls in between, like, motion plus and all this other stuff, let me tell you, it kicked motion plus's ass. Like, it really, like... Motion plus, you gotta think about it this way. It's on one control, and your nunchuck is still a nunchuck.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to make a big ordeal, but I don't know if it's going to still be 100% accurate, and you're only getting it on one side, which Sony Show was on both sides.
Yeah. When he had the sword and shield, he was using his left-hand motion control to, like, shoo away things with his shield and shit.
Yeah. Those things, that stuff worked. I mean, that literally looked like... gave Motion Plus a run for its money. That's what I think.
Both companies. Motion Plus a run for its money. Like, to have you know, two controllers to be able to do the same thing, that just gives you more basic creativity.
Yeah, more options.
More options, yeah.
Yeah.
And like even with the whole archery thing, like, you had to pull, it's like you had a stack of arrows in a knapsack behind, you know, on your back. You had to reach back and, like, pull something out in order to shoot the arrow.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
Like,
that was definitely awesome.
Give you the whole process right there. So, which one would you rather do? Arrows from that tech demo or arrows from Wii Resort?
Oh, yeah, no, expansion. That's the tech demo is without compressor. I mean, there's a lot of verses here. How much will that cost as opposed to... Motion Plus. Motion Plus is now, as opposed to this is
how
technically
much,
spring, you know what I mean, at its earliest.
Yeah.
You know, it's like here and now. I mean, here and then.
Yeah.
Here and after.
I mean, Wii Motion Plus, I mean, not to talk about Nintendo too much, because, I mean, we are in the Sony section of the podcast right now, but...
While we're comparing,
I mean, Nintendo, I'd be sweating right now if I was them. I mean... They launched Wii Motion Plus like a few, what is it, about been like 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago or so. It has not made any headlines. I have not seen much news about this thing. Two or three games came out with it, like a golf game, a tennis game. I mean, you know.
Yeah, their real headline game is Red Steel 2.
Yeah, so. Red Steel 2, which is going to be holiday, so that's actually going to be... That's pretty far away from now. Or is it holiday, or is it like September, October?
I'm not even 100%.
Yeah, it's probably somewhere around there. And that's going to be bundled with the Wii Motion Plus. So, I mean, just that alone tells me, like, they're going to assume that a lot of people aren't even going to have Wii Motion Plus by, like, fall.
Yeah.
You know,
at that point, they're going to have to really push that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the next step of making the peripheral last, you know, I mean, have a longer life cycle. At that point,
I mean, not to put too much pressure like on Red Steel 2, but that I think that's gonna be like, you know, what determines if Wii Motion Plus is going to like soar, if it's just gonna fail.
And at that point, if they do, you know what I mean, not do so well with the Motion Plus, it only gives Microsoft and Sony more room to rise up with their motion and basically show the world, I mean, you created it, but we can make it better.
Right.
I mean, because that's what it looks like.
Well, we'll
see how that goes.
Well, speaking about things making better, or making worse, should I say, let's talk about the PSP.
Great hardware.
Yeah, PSP Go, okay, it's the hardware is literally the same thing. It's not increased graphics. It's not PSP 2.
Actually, they shrunk the screen.
But yeah, they shrunk the screen. There's no UMD. It's the options are 8GB internal hard drive and 16GB internal hard drive.
Is there a 16?
Yeah, I think it's going to be 16.
It's only 16.
Oh, is it only 16?
I think it's only 16.
Oh, only 16? Okay. Well, yeah, it's pretty much the same. It's pretty much the same system. No room for an extra analog stick. A lot of people were hoping for that. That didn't happen.
Give you room for extra storage.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Room for extra storage, and it's going to be $250. Yeah, and it slides open. And it kind of looks like an iPhone when it's, like, you know, when it's closed. Yeah, so... So, you know, it's a nice little package.
On its worst day.
Yeah, on its worst day. But they're asking $250, and I am just... Personally, I just don't think it's going to work. I just don't think it's going to work at all. Like, I feel like, why get that when you can just get a PSP 3000 for, like, what, like $100 less?
Sure, yeah, it's like $180.
Yeah.
PSP 3000.
Like, to me, it's good overall, but is it a necessity? No.
No.
No, if you get it, you're like, okay, you know, you'll find ways to use it. You know, you'll download stuff from off of, like, the PlayStation Store and all that.
Right.
And, you know, you can go on the PlayStation Store, download PlayStation 1 games, and put it on that system.
Yeah.
You know, like, take the original Metal Gear Solid with you to go.
Yeah.
If you're on the bus and stuff. No, you never done that before.
Well, you can't do that with the PSP 3000 and stuff?
No, you can.
Oh.
But what I was saying is that it's not a necessity.
Oh, okay.
Know? But if you have it, I mean, you know, nothing...
Yeah, it definitely looks like they're trying to grasp a different kind of audience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That more
trendy.
Go, yeah, more. And I mean, they just want things all digital. They don't want to hold UMDs, discs, and stuff.
Well,
like
they don't
want
to hold UMDs because the platform's pretty much dead.
that's the only thing keeping it alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason why it exists at this point is PSP.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you ask me, yeah, I mean, this is like PSP's last, like, well, maybe not last, but this is their next attempt to try to, like, grasp maybe 2 or 3% from Nintendo of the handheld market.
DSi.
For some reason, it's selling incredibly well.
I don't understand why.
It has two cameras. Two cameras.
Does it?
It has two cameras.
Two cameras?
Yes, one on the outer part, one on the inner part facing you.
I mean,
oh my god. Do you know
really?
What you just said?
What?
I need to go buy one now. That's basically what you just told me.
Like, I would say maybe 18 or 20 and up. Who really plays inside? Who really plays a DS?
Listen,
no,
I play DS.
I play DS.
Yeah.
There's a lot of closet DS.
No, I'm not closet. I'm coming out of the DS closet.
There's
right
not
now.
Millions and millions and millions of units sold. And the only thing you're actually going to walk around with is a PSP just for looks.
And yeah, that's the only
and
thing.
And you're like shameful, so you go home and you actually play your DS.
DS.
I'm sorry I had to do this to you.
Yeah,
but you know how I feel.
That's pretty much the only thing DS has going against it for me. I mean, it just doesn't look cool. It just doesn't look cool. And I know that probably sounds shallow or whatever, but the PSP is just so damn sexy.
Yeah,
I can't help it.
Whether you get 25, whether you get 30.
Yeah.
35, holding a DS in the street.
Uh-uh.
I don't know if that's such a good look.
I mean,
I don't want to hurt some people out there right now.
And PSP is kind of pushing it if you're like, you know, 30 plus or whatever. And I think that's also why they might be going with the route they're going with PSP Go. I mean, like, you know, so it looks more like a cell phone or whatever. So it, like, you know, it blends in. It's even more sleeker and stuff like that. So yeah.
You could probably be like, nah, it's a phone.
It's also a phone too. Yeah.
But
I mean, PSP Go.
Let's see how that pans out. I mean, I'm not expecting much from it.
I'm skeptical,
But if somebody, you know, threw it on my lap, I'm like, oh, thanks. You know, I'll take it.
Yeah, but I'm definitely not. I'm not putting in my pre-order now. I'm not going to be waiting in line for one of those things.
I have a PSP. I don't know exactly where it is.
Yeah, I mean, my PSP, like,
I'm not a big handheld guy.
It's not a guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, I'll brush it off and put some titles in. See what the system was about at one point. See where it's going now. Because there's supposed to be a lot of titles for PSP. Still trying to support a strong thing. I mean, finally, the Gran Turismo is coming out for it. I mean, only it. Only like 4 years later after the launch of the PSP.
Well, I mean, they have things on their plate. Yeah, they have what? Rentals from 4, and then the whole prologue thing. And like other things. They probably pushed that project on the side.
They announced this thing before the PSP came out.
Yeah, they did.
Serious? And they wanted to talk about, oh, well, it'll take a year more. We haven't seen it. Now we heard of it, like, and though this is going to be the worst part that I'm going to say about the segment.
You've
heard this. This is going to come from a long time, but I don't know if you saw the Gran Turismo for the PSP. But man, that still looks better than most racing games out there for current platforms. Get off your ass! What is up with these games that are out now? I mean,
Sony knows how to
do
racing.
So, do you think that Gran Turismo 5, that's going to come out for the PS3, you think that will take Forza or take their torch back from Forza?
It's a different kind of mentality. What you're looking at, customization, doing things like, I can make this car, I can make it drift in a second flat. Like, this is what I want to do. And now I want to get a team and do that. Creating teams and the whole thing. We haven't got specifics on exactly how
Gran Turismo 5 is going to play out. We don't know what type of modes
extras. All I know is that they did add damage, weather, real-time weather effects and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I know it'll take the game for graphics because, hell, that game, Part 4 looks real. Part 5 is going to look insane in terms of realism. That's just the way it is.
Photorealistic.
Yeah, it's way out there. But we'll see how the game plays out. I mean, you may want to look at one game more than the other, but you may want to play the other.
So you're saying that it's possible to have, like, you can have Forza now, but if you were able to get Gran Turismo later and actually play it, even if Forza played better than Gran Turismo, no matter how it looked or whatever extra goodies were cracked into it, you still go back to Forza?
Maybe. You know what? That whole prologue left a bad taste in my mouth. The fact that they even did some sort of project like that. It's not, I mean, it sold copies. And I feel very bad for those who bought it. Because that's
not a full game.
It's not. It never will become a full game either. I don't even know. But
how much was it sold for? I forget.
It's like $40.
$40?
$40. Only way I can see it beneficial is if stuff from there carried over into the official game.
We don't even know a word about stuff like that.
Like, well, I mean, the PSP one might have connectivity with the Gran Turismo 5.
Yeah, 5. But what if, like, you get that PSP one? Oh, yeah, it's going to connect the next 5 months. Part 5 comes out. Yeah, there's not a lot then for those first 5 months. But we don't actually know when Gran Turismo 5 is going to come out. It's still very big on the entire topic. It's really state, so we're just going to that as everything else from E3.
And so that's pretty much a wrap up on the Sony press conference. What do you guys think about Sony's general direction? You think much stronger, not as strong as the previous years? What's going on?
I mean, they have their Blu-ray. It's whether it's selling, more than they expected, less than they expected, it's the only one.
Yeah.
In terms of its real high definition, discs out there. I mean, Microsoft's going with the whole digital distribution now.
Right.
They want to really push the Zune Store as the entire HD media.
Yeah. They will not go the way of Blu-ray.
Well, hold on. If they want to do that instant 1080p thing.
Yeah.
Will you be able to keep it? Because that was my problem with getting stuff off.
This is a good point.
Off of 360. If you're not able to keep it, what was the point of renting it?
I don't know if the Zune Store will change restrictions and like certain type of rules.
Because the moment, let's say you press play by accident, you have 24 hours to watch that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's a big deal. And I mean, they don't want to. Their store makes money.
Yeah, it does.
To me, that's an issue. Like, that was an issue.
Yeah, I mean, I have Xbox Live. I'm on it all the time, but I haven't bought too many.
If it was free, I'll get it. Like, I have a South Park episode. One with the weapons.
Yeah,
it was free.
Very cool.
And the stuff works. It works really, really well.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
The high definition, it buffs no other. And then it's just, you're streaming it. So I definitely want to stress test to see if that 1080p will work for the Microsoft. But I mean, Sony has their Blu-rays. I mean, all right, you so buy them, you keep them. They're the highest of high definition, highest of audio, you know what I mean, quality too.
That's only on the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm Blu-ray players, but yeah, that's the way. That's their way. As for everything else, the games are looking sharper. They're getting better. Yeah. I mean, the wait time is definitely longer than what I'm seeing in iterations as Microsoft.
Yeah, PlayStation 3 really took a lot, you know, to get rolling. I mean, it's been, what, 3 years now since it's launched?
Yeah,
just about 3 years, and it barely started chugging along, like, just about last year. Just barely got the ball rolling, so, you know.
Yeah, well, this conference, the only problem I had was that I was waiting for, I was actually hoping they'll announce, like, some of the MMO, like, DC Universe,
they don't like
even touch it. Like, I was looking forward to that.
Unless it's a 6 month window, they don't like it. And that's how you know, though. Like, when they show, like, something rendered in CG, or...
Well, who doesn't like to talk within 6 months?
No developer or no major, what's it called, like, company likes to talk about an MMO, like, in terms of showing actual gameplay, unless it's like six months from its release or whatever.
They don't really
like to go. Right. I mean, Champions Online looks like it's coming out soon, but that was delayed also.
Yeah.
So it was a 6 month window from when they really started pushing that stuff, and that got delayed. So, I mean, they like to just kind of keep things on the back burner until it's actually gonna come out. Did we ever see footage of that Marvel game for the Microsoft? There was a big reason for that, because it was very, very much like a vague topic. There wasn't a lot there.
Yeah.
They didn't want to get too much into it until there was actually some evidence that this game was going to see a release.
All right. Well, other than
speaking of vague topics, remember the agent announced Marvel Rockstar's agent?
Oh, it's agent.
They didn't show anything of that.
That whole thing is supposed, like, supposed to be in, like, the 70s or something.
Yeah.
Like, supposed to be in the 70s, and they say it's only can be done on the PS3.
Yeah. But they didn't show anything.
They had a
very nice logo.
Yeah,
that's
logo.
About it.
Yeah.
That logo was rendered in the PS3, though. That logo can only get done on
Hold on. I actually did see a trailer for that.
Oh, there is a trailer.
Yeah, but it's a CG trailer, but there is a trailer for that. And it kind of looks like a whole, like, people are kind of like spies and stuff in different kind of outfits. Like, the example was, somebody was running through, like, a kitchen or whatever, and the cook or something was a part of whatever corporation agent kind of thing was. And then, you know what I mean, there was another person with them. I loosely saw what they were trying to do, but...
Trust me,
I mean, I don't know too much about that game, so I couldn't tell you.
But other than a few details here and there, Sony, overall, very strong, very positive. Definitely looking for a strong year next year.
Yeah, definitely.
See if
their motion tech, you know what I mean? Their motion controller.
And they definitely really mean it when they say PlayStation 3, 10-year life cycle. I mean, and it's probably going to be past 10 years.
I would rather have, like, this generation of consoles is, like, the best ever.
Yeah.
Best ever since I started playing video. Like, I would say at least since Genesis and Super Nintendo. At least since then. Because, like, you need, or you should, you know, have at least two of the three.
This is true. Yeah.
At least
that's
two
a good point.
Yeah. Whether it be like,
and
you
if
know,
you, yeah, if, I mean, if you only have one console, you're gonna be missing out on a lot. Like, if you only have a PS3, you're gonna be missing out on a lot. If you only have a Wii, God help you. If you only have the Xbox 360, you know, you're gonna be missing out, like, on your Metal Gears. You're gonna be missing out on your, you know, Godzone, Infamous, God of War, and like, you know, the other Nintendo stuff. So, you know, you do need. I do agree with that point. I mean, two consoles. This generation is definitely a must-have.
So,
I mean, overall, Sony, good.
Solid.
Yeah, it was pretty good. That's not bad.
Yeah. So I guess that's a wrap on our Sony press conference. That's part two of this post E3 Level 1 podcast. Stay tuned for part 3 where we touch upon Nintendo.
Yep. Yes.
And we will see you then.
See you soon.